You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We're taking a look at the latest numbers in terms of business confidence. The team at RMB and BR put together a business confidence index on a regular basis, and they've put out the latest number for the fourth quarter of 2024. We're taking a look at that. I'm joined on the line by Chief Economist at RMB, Isaiah Mhlanga, to take a look at this and try and make sense of the numbers. Good evening, Isaiah. Thanks so much for taking the time. The numbers suggest that we are happier, but we're not happy. So we're slightly less grumpy, but we're not yet at that point where we can comfortably say we're happy.
Indeed. And I think there is an important differentiator between me and you. This is the sentiment of, you know, business executives in the South African economy that ultimately make investment decisions. And at 45%, it suggests that just under half of the respondents are satisfied with prevailing business conditions. But there are other things that are important to pick up from the release. The first one is three subsectors are now above 50%, which is the neutral level. Remember, above 50 is where we expect expansion in the economy, and below 50, it's where we don't expect expansion. Out of those three, wholesalers are at 60, retailers are at 54, Both of these have increased by 9 points relative to the last quarter. And then if you look at building contractors, which is the third one that saw an improvement at 51, saw a 10-point improvement since the last quarter. And the last two is where we see continued underperformance. Manufacturing, though it improved from 28 to 36, is still quite low. New vehicle dealers moved the other way around, in opposite direction. It actually declined from 27 to 23. Which is, you know, a reflection of the high interest rate environment. Even though we have seen the first cut, it's still quite high to boost confidence in that subsector.
Now, Isaiah, you mentioned the rate cuts, and we'll come to those in a second. I want to look into some of those subsectors that have seen a positive sentiment, especially moving above that neutral zone. I think the biggest mover here, or the most surprising one here, would be the building contractors. We kind of came out of the elections and we were told we're going into the industrial era of South Africa. We're going to go into a lot of infrastructure development, and that kind of, in the past, has never really filtered through to sentiment as much, because we've always had these logistical lags and all of those things. But now we're finally seeing that building contractors themselves are quite optimistic.
Absolutely. And if we look at the long-term average confidence level for building contractors is 43, which means now at 51, it is above the long-term average. So that's another thing that we need to actually recognize. Yes, confidence still remain quite low, and yes, it's slow to recover, but we also see a different dynamic where domestic business executives tend to be slow to update their expectations relative to offshore investors. I guess given the disappointment from lack of implementations in the years gone by, that would be understandable. So there is a slight divergence between what we see on the confidence index and gross fixed capital formation. But to your point, building contractors are showing quite a bit of confidence that we haven't seen in many years. Actually, that is much higher than the long-term average. And part of the story is, reform work that is coming, that is boosting construction work. But also there still remains some pessimism even in that subsector, because of the construction mafia. It's one element that the respondents have raised to say it remains a concern for their sector.
I want to look at the momentum shift. I mean, this is one indicator, right? So the business confidence index is one indicator. We're seeing that today's inflation print surprised to the downside. We're expecting an interest rate decision tomorrow that could, in all likelihood, be an interest rate cut. But on top of those sorts of data points that are coming out, we're also seeing things like Fitch and Standard & Poor revising our outlook to positive. These small little things, you can't help but start to see that maybe there is some momentum that is building up. Is that something that you guys are seeing from an analytics point of view and just from an overall consensus point of view, that slowly but surely we are putting together those building blocks to have the momentum we need?
Indeed. I guess it's a matter of once bitten, twice shy. We wait to actually see the economic statistics improving before we can update our expectations, but there are enough leading indicators. The most important one is, as we are speaking, we have the lights on and they haven't gone off for a very long time. And it appears that they are not going to go off, you know, for quite some time into the future. And in our own expectations, we no longer expect load shedding. So that's a big tick. It's not something that is, you know, by the way, on the margins. It's a big reform. It has big impact on the economy. And then second up, if we look at logistics, you know, waiting times for ships at ports have improved. You know, security incidences at railway lines have also improved, which says there is something that is being done. Even though we are just at the beginning of the reforms in the logistics sector, there is some reason to actually say there is some improvement that is coming through. Those are the structural issues. The other ones where we are not yet, you know, beginning to make some inroads is the water sector, particularly in Gauteng. One of the big risks that we have to address, you know, from a reform perspective. Again, respondents have raised this as one of the concern and potentially inhibitors to economic growth and their operations. So we have to see those also coming through. But overall, there is something that is, you know, happening in the economy that is positive. Financial markets have also, you know, responded positively following the GNU formation. And as they say, or as we see, financial markets respond quite quickly. They price in what is yet to come. Bond yields, if you look at 10-year bond yields, they've declined more than 100 basis points since. The currency has strengthened. It was above 19 at some point. It has strengthened before the volatility that came with U.S. elections. But we can see across many of the South African markets, they've improved. And then you have your S&P that are now changing the outlook to positive. And the change of outlook to positive suggests that if we continue to see an improvement, the next rating action will be an upgrade, which is a big thing. It's not something that is marginal.
Isaiah, we obviously still have a couple of things to contend with, things like getting off the grey list and dealing with some of the structural challenges that persist with the likes of Transnet. But I want to get your thoughts around your economic outlook for South Africa, understanding that we're now more than 100 days into the government of national unity. We're seeing some of these driving factors. We're seeing some of these other positive elements all coming together seemingly at the right time. How are you feeling about the South African story going into Q1 of 2025 and possibly even Q2 of 2025?
We are quite positive. Obviously, coming off a low base, our expectations for this year are just at about a 1% economic growth. Next year, we move to 1.9%, so you could round it up to 2%. And then beyond that, we go just over 2% to 2.2%. And what these economic growth expectations do not price in is the potential improvement in the logistics sector, in the water sector. We haven't taken that into account, which means once we solve that, there is upside risk to our growth expectations.
So we do still have some work to do, but we can still get ahead of it. Isaiah, before I let you go, I want to take a look at a quick one that could potentially be of useful information or some useful insights, rather. What should we be avoiding here at this point to keep up the momentum? Because we've seen this often, where it starts to look positive, it starts to look like we're on the right track, and then we slip up and we score a couple of own goals. What would you say would be critical here to sustain this kind of momentum?
Failure to implement the reforms in the logistics space or to delay their implementation thereof will be a negative for us. Failure to deal with the water issues will be a negative for us. But we also need to manage our fiscals in a much more conservative way to make sure that we reduce our debt levels in a way that will reduce our debt service costs. That is important. Monetary policy essentially has achieved its own objectives. You look at the inflation print that was released today, 2.8%. And then if you look at the average forecast over the next 3 years, at 4.5% or lower. So no much issues as far as inflation is concerned. And once we have done with those, we need to deal with our labor markets. They are quite inflexible, and we need the ability of the economy to generate enough jobs to reduce the levels of unemployment and inequality that remain a social risk for the country. That would also contribute. But unfortunately, there are no quick fixes there. we need to do the hard work to make sure that we fix those and provide the skills that the economy requires.
There's no quick fixes, there's no easy way out, but if we keep on the right trajectory and we keep focused on the bigger picture and the objective, we can surely get there. We'll leave the conversation there, Zaya. Thanks as always for the time and for the insights. Zaya Mhlanga, Chief Economist at Rand Merchant Bank, joining me to take a look at the latest business confidence index that isn't yet above the 50 points mark, but is dangerously close to getting there.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.